Good afternoon, Dr. Schmidt. Dictating an EKG on Marguerite and Grimm on 10/25/23. Mrs. Grimm performed 12 lead EKG. Period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves are normal. Period. And paragraph impression normal. Study next. 6-minute walk test on Dallas Langley. This goes to Dr. J. Period Asbury on 10/25/23. Mr. Langley performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%. Period. The patient walked 500 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 94%. Period. And paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Taylor Strickland. This goes to Novon Oceanside Family Medicine on 10/25/23. Mrs. Strickland performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%. Period. The patient achieved 471 meters in 6 minutes. And at the end of the study, the saturation was 90%. Period. No paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Bonita DeCapua, DeCapua. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 10/25/23, Mrs. DeCapua performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%. Period. The patient walked 324 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 96%. Period. And paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Margaret Bass. This goes to Kathy Murphy, PA. On 10/25/23, Mrs. Bass performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/9/21, there's been insignificant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant progression. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Judith Palmer. And this goes to John Blake, PA. On 10/25/23, Mrs. Palmer performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity. Period. The paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction or without bronchoreactivity. Period. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Constance Parrish. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 10/25/23, Mrs. Parrish performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/12/23, there's been no change. Period. No paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Stephen. That's S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Jeremiah, G-E-R-E-M-I-A. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10/25/23, Mr. Jeremiah performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 100%. Period. The patient walked 376 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 98%. Period. The paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Period. Thank you.